Nadia Pinnock dictation. The impression, right shoulder, non-specific injury, comma, status post, right shoulder arthroscopy for a condition that is not causally related to the alleged accident, period. Paragraph discussion. Nadia Pinnock was allegedly involved in a motor vehicle accident where her vehicle was rear-ended, period. She reported right shoulder pain, comma, neck pain, comma, and lower back pain, period. She was treated without surgery as outlined in the review of records, period. Paragraph, right shoulder, colon, underline, new paragraph. The claimant reported right shoulder pain, period. She was initially seen by Dr. Richard Seldes, who saw her on January 25th, 2023, period. His examination revealed that she had a positive impingement signs, including the Hawkins sign, period. He also reported a positive O'Brien sign, which is a test for labral pathology, period. He noted forward flexion was only to 95 degrees, which is normally 180 degrees, period. External rotation was to 30 degrees, which is normally 90 degrees, period. Paragraph, Dr. Seldes obtained an MRI, which was reviewed at a subsequent visit in February 2023, period. She was diagnosed with a partial rotator cuff tear of the right shoulder with persistent pain and inflammation, period. She continued physical therapy, and over the next 2 months, on April 12, 2023, she presented back to Dr. Seldes, who then injected her shoulder with a corticosteroid injection, period. It is unclear if the injection was given to the glenohumeral joint of the right shoulder or the subacromial space of the right shoulder. This is, period, this is not documented, period. On June 14, 2023, Dr. Seldes indicated her for a right shoulder arthroscopy, period. Paragraph. On February 7th, 2024, 6 months after she saw Dr. Seldes, comma, correction, 8 months after she saw Dr. Seldes, comma, she underwent right shoulder arthroscopy by another surgeon, Dr. Neophytos Stefanidis, period. The procedure performed was right shoulder arthroscopy, distal clavicle excision, debridement of the, correction, extensive debridement of the rotator cuff, biceps tendon, tear, superior labrum, anterior and posterior tear, and anterior labrum tear, comma, subacromial decompression, and a partial synovectomy, period. Intraoperative photographs were reviewed and reveal that there was no overt rotator cuff tear. There was a mild injection of the rotator cuff, which shows normal vascularity from the articular side. Image, within parentheses, image 002, period. Image 3 demonstrates normal synovial folds of the anterior labrum, which is being debrided, period. Period. Image 5 reveals an RF wand being used in a normal superior labral region, which does not demonstrate an overt tear, period. The image 10 demonstrates debridement of the posterior rotator cuff of what appears to be mild fraying period. Images 12 through 16 reveal, correction, 12 through 18 reveals the subacromial space of the right shoulder, and a type 2 acromion on image 15 with subsequent subacromial decompression or acromioplasty in image 16 and 18 period. Image 17 depicts the normal rotator cuff from the bursal surface period. Paragraph. The MRI of the right shoulder that was reported to have a low-grade partial tear of the supraspinatus by COBE radiology was reviewed by this examiner. correction, was independently reviewed by this examiner. Period. A review of the MRI images of the right shoulder did not reveal a partial tear of the rotator cuff. Period. It demonstrated mild tendonitis. Period. It did demonstrate a downsloping acromion. Period. The downsloping acromion is a normal anatomic variant present in some individuals. Period. The remainder correction. The right shoulder MRI did not demonstrate abnormalities other than mild supraspinatus tendonitis. Period. Paragraph. Impingement syndrome of the shoulder is a condition that usually manifests symptoms in patients who are age 60 or greater. Period. It can occur in patients who are younger, but it's very uncommon. Period. The risk factors for developing impingement syndrome at an earlier age is a prominent laterally downsloping acromion. Period. Acromial types are classified by the near classification, type 1, 2, and 3. Period. Type 1 is a flat acromion. Type 2 is a slightly hooked downsloping acromion. And type 3 is a very significant downsloping acromion, which can impinge upon the rotator cuff. Period. Acromial size can increase with age, and therefore it is likely to be more prevalent in patients who are older than 60 years of age. Period. When the symptoms usually are manifested with overhead elevation of the arm. Period. When the arm is elevated, the rotator cuff contacts the acromion and can irritate it, resulting in bursitis and rotator cuff tendonitis. Period. This is the pathophysiological process of developing impingement. Period. Paragraph. The claimant was involved in a rear-ending accident. Period. The causal mechanism for impingement syndrome is not a rear-ending event. Period. It is a impingement syndrome requires repetitive overhead elevation for symptoms to progress and develop. Period. The causal mechanism of impingement syndrome, therefore, a causal mechanism for impingement syndrome for which he was treated for is not, cannot be established. Period. Paragraph. the treatment of impingement syndrome is from less invasive to more invasive period. Initially, physical therapy is performed, and if that fails, and there's no rotator cuff tears, the claimant will, correction, the patient will can be offered a subacromial injection, corticosteroid injection, period. And period. This will largely resolve most symptoms in a vast majority of patients, period. However, if the symptoms do not resolve, surgery can be performed. Surgery is indicated for subacromial decompression, period. Subacromial decompression involves two elements, and that is a removal of the bone spur called acromioplasty, and a bursectomy to remove the irritated bursa. These two elements constitute the procedure called subacromial decompression. It appears that this claimant did undergo physical therapy followed by injection and followed by subacromial decompression of the right shoulder. While this treatment is appropriate for naturally occurring impingement syndrome, which occurs over time due to repetitive overhead elevation of the shoulder, this claimant did not have an appropriate causal mechanism for impingement syndrome, period. She likely had it prior to the alleged accident, period. As a result, as stated above, causality for her shoulder condition cannot be established to the alleged accident, period. Paragraph. Can, correction, aggravation of impingement syndrome of the shoulder is possible with repetitive overhead elevation, period. The causal mechanism of a rear-ending accident is an anterior-posteriorly directed force, not an overhead force, period. Therefore, even aggravation of a pre-existing impingement syndrome is unlikely, period. Paragraph. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right shoulder alleged injury, comma, impingement syndrome of the shoulder, comma, is not causally related to the alleged accident, period. The treatment rendered, while appropriate, comma, is not causally related to this accident, period. Thank you, Ed.